Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. As a little boy, it was a fantastic moment when I had enough money to buy a Mars bar. I assumed that the perfect world must be the one in which you could buy lots of Mars bars. I thought of a friend of ours who had a lot of money and guessed that he'd be able to buy a Mars bar every hour. I thought that must be the very best life. Young as I was, I'd fallen for the materialistic lie that says the objective of life is always to acquire more. But the way to peace and true contentment is to be satisfied with what you have. The advertising industry does everything it can to persuade us that that's not the case. We need to be strong and resolute to stand up against the continual flood of images and words that encourage us to want more of everything. Our verse today gives us a very powerful reason for being content with what we have. And like money, God will never let us down. There's nothing inherently wrong with money. It's part of God's creation, and we should be grateful for any of it that comes our way. But money has many shortcomings. It comes and goes, depending on our needs and spending habits, and is vulnerable to changes in the economy. It can easily be stolen or lost through unforeseen expenses. Money needs to be respected and to be used wisely, but it should never be loved. It's the love of money that's at the root of all evil. In Philippians, the Apostle Paul declared that he had learned to be content with whatever he had. I've learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it's with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. Surely that kind of contentment is something that we should all desire and work hard to achieve. Now let me ask you a question. Are you content in life at the moment? If not, what do you need to do to move towards a life of contentment? Now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that you promised never to leave us or abandon us. Help us to find our peace in you today. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today.
Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.